This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday the 8th. Oh no, it's not Wednesday the 8th. I've been in dream world. I've been dreaming of Long Island, and I've been dreaming about the, let me get the right name, because I have some rowing to do this morning. I have some guests in studio from the Long Islanders Association, and they're here to talk about the 50th anniversary celebrations for the Long Islanders Association. It's taking place this week. What they don't know is I sweetened them up with that song by Dry Bread, Nobody Could Do It Like Long Island, because of all the people from Long Island and Nassau. And ain't nobody tell me about the Wild Hog Fest and tournament that took place in Long Island in October last month. They say Inagua is the best-kept secret of the Bahamas, but the I bet you the Wild Hog Fest and tournament is, I bet you they be raised, they get, I bet you all just have the little children, you know, Cecil in Texas, that's rodeo town. They be four and wrestling sheep. The little boys and girls could just wrangle the sheep. I bet you all was wrangling wild boar in Long Island while us people in Nassau was suffering through the last of the summer heat. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want them to hear your voice. I want them to know Long Island is in the building. We're going to have an exciting show this morning. And just as start the show, today is Long Island T-shirt and trivia day. So if you're from Long Island, you best be wearing your Long Island T-shirt right now. Any T-shirt will do. Once it's a Long Island T-shirt. And if you're not from Long Island, today is the one day that you could go in your friend's closet and teeth their Long Island shirt. Because you know they got 12, because Long Islanders represent Long Island. Anyway, I'm excited to hear about what Trivia Day means when the show gets started. But let's start the show with our live read from Sand Dollar. The Sand Dollar team is headed to Long Island, November 14th through 17th. Tuesday, November 14th at 6 p.m., you can learn about the digital Bahamian dollar at the community meeting held at NGM Major High School. On Wednesday, November the 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., experience Sand Dollar when you attend the team's top-up event at Sunflower Mart in Hamilton, Long Island. Download a Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet and get a free $20 top-up. Spend $18 or more at Sunflower Mart and get $5 back on exit. Merchants interested in accepting Sand Dollar can schedule a one-on-one meeting by calling 302-9880 or by sending an email to sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. Good morning again. Now that we have four people from Long Island in the room. Mr. Newry, we from Long Island today.
I like sheep.
I like mutton.
Okay, good.
There we go. Does that, ladies, does that qualify us? I know some islands refer to visitors from other islands as driftwood. But if I drift in with a bag of mutton, am I going to be accepted as a Long Islander? I excited. I ready.
We call you friends of Long Island, not driftwood.
I love it.
Oh, you're embracing. I like that.
I love it. Okay. Again, representatives from the Long Islanders Association are joining us today to tell us about their week-long of activities for the 50th anniversary celebrations of the organization.
First, I'd like to congratulate you both for your organization and of course, the 50th celebration, especially during Independence Day year, right? I'm not familiar with the Long Islanders Association.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I always thought it was Long Island Association. That's the one with the fair. And I'm not sure if that's you. That's okay, so I know you all.
Yes, you do.
You always cook the sheep, the mutton.
Yes.
So I know you all. It's
right.
50 years you've been doing that. But I want you to formally introduce yourself and then tell me about the organization and then let Aaron talk because I'm controlling our show and forgive me for that.
No. That's exactly where we were going. Please introduce yourselves and tell us about the organization, when it was formed, why it was formed, and if you ain't from Long Island, can you join?
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Tanya Farquharson, and I am the president of the Long Islanders Association. I am kind of new to the association. I was only 10 years old when the association was formed, so
all right.
I'm feeling new.
Okay, good morning. I'm Gina Burrows Coakley, and I'm a past president of the Long Islanders Association, and I have about 19 to 20 years as a director. So I've been on the board for a while.
See, I'm noting the names Coakley and I'm noting the name Farquharson. They ain't no Long Island names. I'm just saying.
And Burrows.
I did say Burrows.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm just saying Coakley and Farquharson. I know them people. I'm just teasing.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Mr. Nuri is our, I'm not going to call him amateur ever. He's our historian. And he is the names man. He connects people to families. Yeah. Okay. And in fact, I have a family connection to the Long Islanders Association that I'm going to claim right now. I want to just take a moment to say condolences to the family of Mr. Mark Cartwright.
Yes.
Who passed very recently.
Yes.
Who was an integral part of the Long Islanders Association. And while I never met him.
Mike Cartwright, you mean?
Mike. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's Mike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, my bad. Mike. I didn't meet him personally until he was much older in years, but through his family and knowing his family, there's one of the examples of family island determination, right? I talk about it a lot, and the truth is, a lot of the people that manifest that are from Long Island.
Yes.
Mr. Cartwright, definitely one of them. I know Chris and Rachel Knowles, and then his son Neil Knowles.
Yes.
I mean, these are examples of family island determination and families that have built and maintained legacies, you know, through the hardships of family island living and then the hardship of watching your family become a diaspora and spread out across the archipelago, right? They yearn for more.
Right.
Yeah. I just wanted to take the moment to say that's how I claim in my connection to Long Island.
Well, actually, Uncle Mike was one of our founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sadly, now there's only the Honorable Frank Watson as a founding father that's left alive, that's still alive.
Okay.
But Uncle Mike was definitely one of our founding fathers.
That's something big.
Yeah, that's huge.
So why was the association formed? I want to know the history of it. One thing is, it still thrives. 50 years later, Long Islanders come together and excited to participate and do things. What makes you all want to do that?
Well, originally it started back in, I think it was 1967. Some of the people in Long Island started having, got little races, and then they formed what they call a Long Island Regatta.
Mm-hmm.
And as it got more popular, people like Uncle Mike, Carl Trico, Edmund Knowles, Leon Knowles, all of them would go down to support the regatta.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back to Nassau and they decided, well, hey, we need to be able to assist with trophies and prize money and just to get it going. And so they used to get together and they started having meetings and started fundraising.
Okay.
And that's how we got off the ground.
Just a note there, Long Island history. In case you all missed it, Long Island Sheep Runners won every gold medal available in the sailing competition for the Bahama Games.
They won. Yes. The best of the best, done in regattas.
Say it out loud. Hold on. Say it out loud. You can say it out loud. We can allow a little rivalry in here. Say it out loud. And the best
we
of the best.
We have the best sailors in the country.
I figured that out because I read this little excerpt that said that y'all been sailing since 1898. The first formal organized boat race was in 1898 in Deadman's Key, Long Island. See, now I know y'all are boat people because my neighbor, two of the bravest fishermen I know, they built boats as young men to sail from Long Island to Nassau to find wives. And they made it safely. And they found wives. And they built boating empires, right? And so this sailing is a part of the history of Long Island.
I also want to know the executives. Who are the current executives of the Long Island ERS Association?
Long Island ERS.
Who are the current executives now?
Okay, Tanya Farquharson, president.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Adderley, vice president. Secretary Rayanne Cartwright, treasurer. Elaine Bunch, assistant secretary. Gina Burroughs Coakley, and assistant treasurer Henderson Burroughs. And board members are Donna Delver, Diane Pinder.
Stephen Wells,
Michael Turnquest. I feel like I'm missing one.
That's right. They go.
Leanne Harding Sweeting. She's going to kill me.
No, she ain't. She's going to save the best.
She's our PR person.
Okay. Well, she should have been here, Miss Sweeting. She must be organizing the mutton for us, Mr. Newry. Or the T-shirts. Okay. So
catch the T-shirts back.
We're here to talk about the events for the 50th anniversary celebration. Now, some of us are a little late to the game because you guys actually began the week.
Last week, Saturday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to run down then. So what all have you done so far, right? You say you celebrate from last week, and now big things are coming soon. So I'm going to be participating because I want to hear when the fair is. That's where I came in. So
not 2024.
Oh, next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're talking about that. Okay, we got to bring you back to talk about that.
And the Wild Boar Fest and Tournament.
There's no Wild Boar.
Well, you
would
have to
tell
somebody from Long Island who actually lives in Long Island to speak with you on that.
Yeah, Bianca Major.
We only...
Do you all know Bianca Major?
Yeah, she organized that.
Nice.
Good morning, Bianca Major.
I think she's on the sailing club as well.
Right? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She's a member of the sailing club.
One thing I want to confirm. The Long Islanders Association is a Nassau-based
organization.
Yes.
That connects to the homeland, Long Island, and in terms of supporting them. So all of the fundraisers here is you collect the money and then you invest into development of your home island.
Yes.
I just want to understand that program. Yeah. Sorry.
Absolutely. In fact, I found this wonderful article on, I think it's a website called Bahamas Nation.
Okay.
The Long Islanders Association celebrates the 50th anniversary. The 50th celebration includes week-long events. Some of the stuff you all have done in tandem with the Golden Jubilee. We missed the South South, Mr. Newry. Ladies,
that was really good.
October.
Yeah,
we had mutton. There. And that was off the chain.
You can say it out loud. My tears will not drown you out. And then you all had a sip and paint event Saturday, November 4th.
Yes. That was my first time, and that was fantastic. I really enjoyed that.
Right.
That was awesome.
I love the sip and paint because it's a group activity, right?
Right.
Yes.
So, like, you could be a single person in a crowd of people having a good time. You could be a couple in a crowd of people having a good time. And it's great for young people on a first date because the pressures of intimacy don't exist. Because you're in a group having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Sip and paint's a great community and family event.
And I always tell people, I did several sip and paints, and or sips and paints. And I tell people it's like a conversation piece. It's like I peeping at your painting, you peeping at my painting, we comparing, you know, and it's really nice. And a sip is good too.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what is the official drink of Long Island?
Rum.
I like it. All right. So those are the events that have already taken place. Let's talk about what's up next on the calendar.
We also had a church service
on
Sunday at St. Agnes.
Very nice.
We worshipped with St. Agnes on Sunday past.
With the St. Agnes community.
Yes.
Right. With Father Keith.
Archdeacon Keith Cartwright, yes.
Right.
Nice. He was a Long Islander.
Yes, nice. When I read the article, right, I thought that y'all were wearing the T-shirts to church. And then I saw St. Agnes, and they never let me wear no T-shirt to church at St. Agnes. What type of service was it?
For me, the service was wonderful.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it until just before communion, when they had two thoroughfares, and the whole altar turned smoke, and it really... I hit my asthma, so I had to go outside.
Oh, the high mass.
Yeah.
That's a very...
But other than that, it was a beautiful service.
Yeah.
One thing, Nuri, there's a difference between Nassau Church and Family Island Church. When you go to Family Island Church, that the time is set.
Yeah.
Right? Nassau Church could turn into a vacation. It could turn into an overnight stay. Family Island Church, different.
How big is your association? Like I said, earlier you said it's Nassau based. So these are Nassau Long Islanders, right? Do you have like people who seek you out and say, man, I want to be a part. I want to stay connected. So I'm going to join an association. I'm going to support it. So how big, how popular is it amongst your community?
And do you recruit? Yeah. Are you actively looking for descendants of Long Island to reach out to join the organization?
Yes, we do. And we do have people that approach us. Our membership is kind of, I don't know if I could say peculiar. We have members that pay membership.
Mm-hmm.
We have members that come to meetings. We have members that pay membership and don't come to any meeting.
Right.
We have members, when we have an event, they are there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we have lifetime members as well.
So the organization...
And they may not pay fees or whatever, but anything you need or whatever, they're there. You know,
the organization is flexible and engages different levels of participation.
Right.
That's great.
The Honorable Frank Watson.
Yes.
He still pays his dues.
That's good.
After 50 years.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Right, it's a
and
commitment.
Don't forget Uncle Tom Trico.
And Mr. Thomas Trico, he still pays his dues.
Look here, I grew up.
So when is meetings? When do you have your meetings?
We meet the second Tuesday of each month at St. George's Church Hall.
Okay, and tell me again where St. George's.
On Montrose Avenue.
Montrose Avenue, okay.
We call it the Long Island Church.
6:30 p.m.
Long Island Church.
Oh, man, that's sweet. That's sweet, though, right? Like, that's not a bad thing. I knew the Nassau, right? Maybe I knew the Nassau. Maybe I just come back from school and I'm transplanting to Nassau versus going back to Long Island. That's a way you could just connect. I don't need to know, you know, because sometimes you get chastised for not knowing your family.
Yes.
But if I know that St. George's is the church where Long Islanders go, then I could go there and just easily figure out who is my people.
Right.
That's good to know, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feels like home having meetings there.
Now, Nuri, the reason I make the distinction between Nassau Church and Family Island Church is because the Long Islanders Association is having an elegant cocktail soiree. And I want to know what type of elegant this is. Is this Nassau elegant or is this Family Island elegant? Because before y'all think y'all know what I'm thinking, you cannot beat a Family Islander when they get dressed up, buddy. When they put on their nines, when they get their tails together. It's the tuxedo taste.
Sounds like the cancer ball that they have in Long Island.
I think it'll be both.
It'll be both.
A bit of both.
This is going to be excellent. Who is going to be performing at the soiree? Tell me y'all have some Long Island Rake and Scrape band coming to Nassau to perform. Not
sadly,
yet.
Sadly,
no. No.
Not yet. But if they get here in time and call y'all, maybe they could get a spot?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
There you go. I had a hard time identifying artists from Long Island and songs, finding songs about Long Island for the show today?
Well, Jay Mitchell is not from Long Island, but he did sing a song that was written by a Long Islander. I don't remember the name of it. I'd have to look it up for you.
But all right.
Jay Mitchell has a song.
I'm on it. I'm going to do my research. But this is something now that I need the Long Islanders Association to invest a little bit in, because you guys are definitely engaged and supporting the development of Long Island. Some of the accomplishments, the most cherished accomplishment of the association to date is the construction and dedication of the Long Island Library and Museum building in Buckley's Long Island. Ground was broken in May 1988. And after many walkathons, raffles, stakeout, boat cruise, sheep wrangling, dollar days, and donations from people across the archipelago, it was dedicated on May 26th, 1996.
Yes.
The association has also transformed the regatta site with the addition of...
We have the best site in the island. In the country, sorry. That was said by two former ministers of regattas.
I like it. I like it. Family Island Associations. Long Island is a model that we can use to enhance and fine-tune our other island associations. They added a new bathroom block. Not just a new bathroom, a block of bathrooms, a stage with offices for the paymaster and police, the addition of a wooden deck and stairway, as well as many covered cabanas, right? Like that's,
yes.
We talk about community development, creating a space that people then can use, you know, take their own agency and begin to develop their own space. And then I think the most exciting thing, and you're going to ask, what could be more exciting than a library and a museum? The Ivy Dumont Scholarship Award was established in 2021 to provide financial assistance to an outstanding student from Long Island or of Long Island descent. I want you all to know how important this is, because NGM Major is one of the top producing schools in the archipelago, right? And so to see the diaspora reach out to ensure that the bridge can be the gap can be bridged. They've done the hard work of performing, and now you all ensure that they can be recognized. That's great. So, proceeds from this year's event, what do you guys have next in terms of your support projects or developmental initiatives?
Well, our next event, our next fundraising event would probably be the Mini Regatta, which is held early March. So March 2024, that's when we'd start
the fundraising for the initiatives.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what initiatives you all have on the table this year?
Well, one of the things that we always do is we support the schools in whatever they need.
Okay.
If they're having a field trip and they need help with bringing the kids in or whatever, we provide the funds. If they need something particular for the school, and
we're there to support it.
So
sports,
that's our
as
biggest.
Well.
The schools right now is our biggest concentration. But we also try to help if somebody's in need, they have some medical issues, we try to help there. You know, if we try every year to at least once a year maybe provide groceries to the elderly or something.
Okay.
You know, we try to help the sick, the poor, and
the vulnerable. That,
right. Mm-hmm. And the schools, most definitely. Education is a big part of us.
History seems to be a big thing for Long Islanders, where y'all can trace your lineage. Every Knowles know each other. Every Cartwright know each other. And Major and so on. You tell your name, Burroughs. You say, yeah, man, and I have cousin this, and I'll start from the 1700s come forward. Is the association promoting, having their future agenda, creating a family tree book chronicling the history, first, of the Long Island Association, highlighting the members, the narrative of who they are, pictures go
and
forward,
family and,
especially for 50 years. The
wow,
big tick book.
That's a good idea.
See, you're
wow,
a big tick book telling with all of your accomplishments and pictures of the of the library and whatever it is for each year, and then of course lineage racing band, come to us. And if you are a Cartwright, we'll give you a family tree. And, of course, you pay a normal fee because it goes to the association. And, or a family tree for the majors. You come to us and we give you a history book on that. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving churn out ideas and I'm wondering if you all have that plan. Idea.
And to add to that, we need a book telling us the history of the names of the settlements in Long Island. Producer, get one of them songs ready for my man. We got to play another song. But why y'all name the place Burnt Ground?
Maybe it was ground was burnt at that time.
I'm thinking maybe it's because a lot of slash and burn technique
probably
used there.
Probably.
And then why y'all call it hearts? See, I play backgammon. So when you throw double five, they call that hearts, right? No, they call it roses. Why roses? Why y'all name the place Roses, Long Island?
Beautiful roses, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Y'all used to have a rose industry? I bet you they call it Roses, Long Island, because the people there, at least everybody have one daughter named Rose. I believe that's why they call it Roses. Everybody there, at one point, everybody had a daughter named Rose.
Or they were beautiful like roses.
Maybe. But see, these are the things that are not just sort of entertaining, but the history is so valuable. There's things when you hear it, it just, everything else just clicks. And you say, okay, that's why my uncle is say that all the time. That's why my daddy is tease Grammy like that and say that. Okay, now I know what it means. And it builds connections. It maintains family and grows legacy, you know? It's just fantastic. Okay. Producer, play the last one. Watermelon is spoiling on the vine. So I found this song. We can go to a break. All right, everyone, take us to a break. When we get back from the break, I want you guys to tell us about the trivia. Today is trivia day, and what does that mean? How do we participate? All right, before we go to the break, I have a trivia for you. Is Thomas Cartwright and the boys, the group, are they from Long Island?
Most definitely.
Yes.
They are. Now, you see, I didn't want to be prejudiced and say, well, their last name is Cartwright. They must be from Long Island. But so this is a song, Rake and Scrape performance, obviously. Watermelon is spoiling on the vine, and it's from the album, I think, Songs of the Bahamas. So it's an anthology of sort of fundamental old school Bahamian music. This is Thomas Cartwright and the boys. Watermelon is spoiling on the vine. We'll go to a break.
Holiday season is upon us, and everyone's going to be looking for those special items on their gift list. Merchants, here's your opportunity to have your products placed in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. This year, shoppers are going to be searching for perfect presents at the right price. Anything from a family island weekend getaway to electronics, jewelry, and even clothes. For one low price, you can have your ads published twice this December in the Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, November 30th. Be sure to contact your Nassau Guardian sales agent or call the Nassau Guardian directly at 302-2300. Be sure to ask about our 15-30-second Christmas radio commercial bonanza.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
The Nassau Guardians Holiday Gift Guide. Our gift to you. Because Christmas is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The public is advised that East Street will be closed from Friday, November 10th, 2023 at 5 p.m. until Monday, November 13th, 2023 at noon. As a result, vehicular traffic will be unable to access East Street from Shirley Street to East Hill Street. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause and sincerely appreciate your patience and understanding.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Long Island River Ridge, your sheep are bleating. For their lambs who've gone away, and they are coming, they're coming to you. For the sunshine, for the dance, and for the play.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green and the Long Islanders Association. And they're talking about the association, their 50th anniversary, and this week-long celebrations. They're pulling us all in to the Long Island diaspora to celebrate this week. Joining me in studio, Tanya Farquharson and Gina Burrows Coakley and Mr. Newry, the newest Long Island transplant. Right after me, eyes face.
I could be from up south. Notice I said up south? Yeah, I know, but I,
yes.
I look like you all. See, yeah, squint your eyes though. You can't squint your eyes. But I want to know, how do I join? Like, is there a phone number to contact you? Is there a social media page? Is there a website? Is there an email address?
How do we find you?
We have a Facebook page. We're on Instagram. And we have a registration form is online.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So you pull the registration form, fill it out, follow the details.
Right.
What's the Facebook page name, though?
Long Island Association.
Oh, okay, that's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now that logo, the logo on the top of the Facebook page, is that a former Long Island logo, or is that just the association's logo?
The association.
That's cool. That's cool. No. I'm excited not just about celebrating Long Island, but about sort of the structure, right? Like what it is you guys are doing, and how important it is to intentionally, you know, engage development in this way. And then, of course, we celebrate the diaspora reaching back to Long Island. Like the song say, the sheep are bleating for the lambs who've gone away, right? And here the lambs saying, we haven't forgotten you. We haven't forgotten you. We bleating, we reaching back out to you. That's just beautiful, right? So give us the details for the trivia day. I like winning things. I figure y'all got plenty Halloween candy left over. I want y'all to know, these people in Long Island ain't playing with us. They had a whole Halloween trick-or-treat with a list of participating businesses and families for the children to go trick-or-treating.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that was exciting. Mm-hmm. So tell us about Trivia Day.
Well, today is officially our 50th anniversary.
Today is the day.
That's why we chose to come.
Oh, well, congratulations. Today we are all Long Islanders.
And so we said, well, we wear our T-shirts. Mm-hmm. And then we throw out a few trivia questions. We have some gift certificates, some gas, some ice cream.
Starbucks.
A couple other different types.
Do you all have a trivia question for us today?
Yes.
Yes, we have two.
You brought it?
Yeah. Okay. We have some trivia questions. Let's see. Should we give them an easy one?
I could ask one and say, which what do you call that? What settlement the carols them from? I'm testing you all. Just make sure you know you're true Long Island. I know where the carols them from.
Well, I am a descendant of Long Island.
Yes.
So she was born there.
Okay, so we got, yes.
The question I would say Kadminsky,
yeah?
But I may be wrong.
I would say, where do you think the carols originate from?
As far as I know, carols are from Deadman's Key, and there were also some carols in Grays.
I need to
why you all call it Grays?
That's where the Grays come from.
And that's why. Is it because that's where the Grays them from?
And,
or because every time John Boy had to go out to wake, he said, oh, I can't wake it gray, the sky gray, daddy, I can't wake.
But I thought the carols them from Roses, man. That's what I said, the carols them from Roses.
Yes, I think some carols are from Roses as well.
I know about the Roses.
Yes, we have a member.
Yes.
All my life I've been watching Long Island Woman. I know where this be. I know where this be. Yes, but go ahead.
All right, here's a trivia question. How many of the founding members of the PLP are from Long Island?
Most, if not all. I know there was William Cartwright, sorry.
Bingo.
And his name is right. Milton, Honorable Milton Taylor.
Yes, Henry Milton Taylor.
Right.
I say Cyril Stevenson. Nuri says born in Nassau. I say Stevenson is an Exuma name, eh?
It's an Exuma name. Yeah, but I still say Nassau people. But definitely Henry Milton Taylor and... Bill Cartwright.
Yes. Right.
Let me tell you all something about Henry Milton Taylor.
Good lineage, man. You took it prominent.
Between 1953 and 1963, Sir Henry Milton Taylor was unanimously elected each year as National Party Chairman by the National General Council of the PLP. That's what the history books say. I wasn't there. So if I'm reading the incorrect information, audience, you can correct me. But that's what the history book told me yesterday. Yeah. Long Island is an integral part of governance and development in the country. Today we celebrating all Long Islanders. Now, how do I get a ticket to the soiree? Where is it being held?
Okay, tickets, you can contact myself, Tanya Farquharson, Diane Dean Pinder, or... Gina Burroughs Coakley for tickets.
Right. And how do you have a contact number for anyone?
my number is 467-0504.
And I am
427-0591. 467-0504 or 427-0591 to purchase tickets.
803-3285. And that's Diane Dean Pinder.
So all right. Where's the soiree?
The cocktail soiree will be held at the Nassau Yacht Club, East Bay Street.
Okay, now, is that the one... to the west or to the east of Montague Beach? The west.
To the west.
The one before you get
the west. The one before you get
so
to
that'll
the
be west. West.
Oh, right. Yeah. The first
it's
one.
Across,
the first sailing club.
Across from Waterloo.
Yeah, okay.
And next,
Yeah, the first sailing club.
The exit of Montague.
On the western side of Montague at the exit.
Right.
And what time does the event start?
6:30 p.m.
Is there going to be a red carpet?
For the honorees.
Yes.
There you go. Awesome. Awesome. Who are going to be this year's honorees, or is that a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. We have the Honorable Frank Watson.
Okay.
The only founding member that's left.
Yes.
Mr. Thomas Trico, Stephanie Harding. She was our first female president.
Okay.
We have Cheryl Deal. We have Henderson Burroughs.
Mr. Thomas Trico.
Okay.
And Mr. Henderson Burroughs, he's been a member for 47 years and served on the board for 36 of those 47 years.
Wow. Dedication.
Yes.
Dedication
all of these persons, they have toiled and worked hard to build the association, and some of them are still there.
Like Long Islanders work hard to build the island.
Yes.
This is awesome. Today we're celebrating Long Islanders. 50th anniversary celebrations. Okay, what's the cost for the
$100.
Event?
It's a donation.
Yeah, man, you can't beat that. Not in this festive season. That is fantastic. All right. And again, you're going to have a band. Will there be dancing?
Definitely dancing.
Yeah, dancing.
I just want you all to know that. You can't invite Long Islanders to space and they ain't going to be dancing.
Will there be a bar?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, just making sure.
I mean, we know that.
I think it may be two bars.
Two bars, Long Island. Yeah.
Now, the lady at the yacht club said, oh, I love Long Islanders.
Yes.
They love to party.
Yes.
Listen, Long Islanders, they could make music out of anything. They could tell story on a drop of a notice. They're awesome storytellers. They hard work because they make working hard fun, right? Anytime you work with Long Islanders, it's going to be a good time. I got to say once again, good morning to Bianca Major. See, I come from Johnson Road. Johnson Road is the other Long Islanders Association.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know, a lot of the Long Island, a lot of the originals, that is where they lived.
Right, that's where they settled.
That was, most of them lived in Knowles's, the Cartwrights, Darvels.
And they're still there.
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Between Johnson Terrace and Johnson Estates, man, it's a little Long Island Association. And it's a great, and I don't think you all understand how great it is to live in a community filled with family islanders because they don't wait for government to do nothing. Tree drop in the road, they out there cutting it up. I say good morning to Mr. Neil Knowles, Kim Knowles, and the Knowles family. I live next to a Long Islander, and trust me, when the hurricane pass, but before the hurricane comes, they bring the equipment to the home, and then they clear the path, and they just make their way helping people, clearing the path as they go. You, when you decide in what community you want to live in, make sure some Long Island people in that community.
Exactly.
You can have a good time, and you'll always have community support. Okay. Trivia day, tune in to all your local radio stations. If you guys don't mind, we are almost out of time. If you give us a couple trivia questions, we will read them on Nuri Show, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Okay.
We do the trivia giveaway there. Give people some time to do their Long Island homework, right? Let's go through the events that are still left on the calendar. Today is trivia day. Tune into local radio stations for the opportunity to win a prize.
And we will also be doing some trivias on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Yes, Mrs. Leanne Harding Sweeting, she will be doing those on the Facebook page.
So tune in, stay tuned into the Facebook page all day today. Check out the Instagram page for more details. And then get ready for the Elegant Cocktail Soiree Saturday, what time?
6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m. Nassau Yacht Club, East Bay Street, western side of Montague. Family Island Elegant. And let me tell you all, I know what Family Island Elegant is because I went to the Agrarian Awards where Lady Di was honored Lifetime Achievement Award for farming. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you,
you know, she's a Long Island.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I say.
We follow history here. Yeah.
I don't mind that. Would
she lives in Eleuthera, but that's okay.
If you all had been to the ceremony and heard, would she call her sweetie? He snatch her up from Long Island and take her to Eleuthera to build a pineapple in Eleuthera, right? But Lady Di was dressed to the T, man.
I think I saw a picture.
Yeah, Family Island Elegant. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
But this is what I want to ask Ms. Farkson before she leaves. Since she was born in Long Island, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to excuse you, right, Ms. Burrows. Why is it up south and not down south?
You don't know the answer, Mr. Newry?
Down north instead of up north.
I don't
north.
Know. We say we go in up south and we go in down north. I don't know.
Up along. That's
up along and down along.
You know why?
Go ahead, why?
Because there was a time in the world when the map was read differently. In fact, the map has been flipped. Long Island people are boat people. They navigate the world through the waters, and that language didn't shift, right? The sailors
shifted.
Didn't shift. So when they say up south, that's because south is actually up. Mm-hmm. Down north, because north is actually down, because they flipped the map.
Okay.
Thank you so much for clarifying that for Mr. Mary.
Now we know.
I'm also a transplant to Eleuthera. And that's language they use in Eleuthera as well. And I tell you another fascinating thing, Nuri, the historian. you guys got to do documentation of the migration between Eleuthera and Long Island, Long Island and the other family islands. We only talk about Nassau migration from a family island to New Providence, right, to the capital. But it's fascinating to see how families migrated into family through family right. islands.
Exuma too.
Yes. Yeah. Because us Nassau people miss out on that good family island determination, man. Okay. Long Islanders Association, tell us again, you meet at St. George's
Church Halls on the second Tuesday of each month.
Second Tuesday of each month.
At 6:30 p.m.
And what are the dues? So I could prepare to become a dues.
$25 a year.
That's all?
Yes, and we're looking at revising that.
Well, I mean, that you could revise that.
Yes.
That's very low considering the amount of work that you guys are doing. We got a call coming in. Let's see. We got someone. Good morning. We all Long Islanders today. Where are you from?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
Sparky, you from Long Island?
Chippenham.
You from Long Island? Chippenham, Long Island.
No, I'm from Chippenham, New Providence.
Okay.
May 4th, 1951. I ain't come here on no boat, neither no plane.
Okay.
I born here.
Yes, sir.
I didn't need no ticket, no passport to come.
You ever tried move to...
string in Chippenham.
You ever try move to Long Island?
I never been to Long Island. Although they told me one of my daddies from Long Island.
Your
father, right?
Yeah, I heard you, Sparky.
But I didn't know till I was 50 that 51 fella called me and said, "Boy, that daddy," when they said, "Your daddy and your daddy from Long Island." I said, "Well, you ain't no fountain." They say, "You're a Richie." I said, "Well, but my birth certificate say you're the fountain." When they said, "Well, when people were married, you had to go by the marriage name." So I don't know what it's, but I never do no DNA test.
Boy, Sparky, if I didn't look just like my daddy, I'd try that too. I'd try that to become a Long Island.
I wanted to disagree with you with this up and down thing.
Okay.
Because remember, the earth is a sphere.
Uh-huh.
S-P-H-E-I-R-E,
yes.
Right? A sphere. Now, if you, for the North Pole, when you look up, you're looking up at the sky, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you go down to the South Pole, which is on the opposite side of the sphere called the earth.
Yeah.
You still look up.
True.
You see a sky.
Okay.
When you're in Japan and you're on your feet, you look up, you see a sky. When you're in Los Angeles or the other side of the world, you still see a sky. Anytime you look up above your head, they refer to that as up. Now, when you look down, you're looking down at your feet.
Sparky.
That's why they say heaven is up and hell is down. Because if you look at the earth itself, where's the molten lava, the heat of the earth, the molten lava? Situated
from the inside the
center of the earth. The deeper you go into the center of the earth, the closer you get to lava and boiling oil. That's why they say hell is down.
I got you, Sparky. Neither me nor you can pass the NGM major entrance exam. They ain't gonna let neither me nor you into high school, Sparky. We can fail, Sparky. I with you. Today, all of us are Long Islanders. Whether we from Chippenham, Long Island, we from Johnson Road, Long Island, whether we from McLeanstown and West End, Bimini, Long Island today, all of us are Long Islanders as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Long Islanders Association and the many accomplishments that they've achieved with the Long Island community over the last 50 years, and I want to repeat them for you because these are fantastic things. The dedication of the Long Island Library and Museum Building in Buckley's, Long Island. The Regatta site has been transformed, and the establishment of the Ivy Dumont Scholarship Award, among many other accomplishments and contributions to the Long Island community.
One thing I wanted to add to that, the Long Islanders Association was also responsible for the Columbus Monument site. I don't know if you've ever seen that. But
I don't think it's a road. It's a brick road, nice.
Us.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. Listen, I found a song online. Producer, prepare the last song as we lead out of the show. I found a song online last night, and I couldn't figure out if the people were talking about Long Island, Bahamas, or Long Island, New York, U.S., because I was certain that they had an image of the monument in their video. But I couldn't trace it. I couldn't trace it to Long Island, so I didn't include it.
In the north, in Cape Santa Maria.
Cape Santa Maria. That is beautiful.
Associations do big things. I mean, they vested into the island, Long Island.
Back in the day, those men, they didn't play. Yeah. When they decided they was going to do something, like I remember my uncle Robert Carroll, he'd come and he'd bring 20 raffle books and he'd say, I'll pick them up in 2 weeks, have them check ready.
Mm.
You couldn't tell him, oh, I don't want none of them, or I can't sell them, or I couldn't sell them and give them back. No, sir, he came for the check.
Fracas in your big shoes of him.
Yes. Yes. Huge.
Well, I'm getting ready to tell my producer. So this is a song I found.
Okay.
From Long Island, right? Okay. So y'all think Long Island is just all reek and scrape band and chasing sheep and cooking the best mutton sauce ever, although y'all didn't invite us to the South, where I know y'all had the best mutton sauce.
Does Long Island have a lot of sheep for true?
We have sheep.
Okay, just a couple.
Sheep and goats, though.
And plenty?
I mean, y'all ever have any sheep capades? Like, y'all ever had a sheep escape and just take over a settlement?
Whole island, you know? No.
No. They take over some person's farms.
Producer, play that song by Willie Love. Y'all tell me if y'all ever heard this song, Long Island Groove. People in Long Island carrying on bad, man. It's that calypso. That's that rake and scrape funk. Yeah, man, it's a sweet sound. This is Willie Love, Long Island Groove. Thank you for joining us today on the Clock with Erin Green as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Long Islanders Association with members of the executive team and the whole of Long Island. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, texters. Again, stay tuned to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray. We'll be giving away two prizes with Long Island Trivia. With Long Island Trivia, because today is Long Island Trivia Day. Go home on your lunch break, get your Long Island t-shirt, tell your boss it's a matter of national pride. Got to wear your Long Island t-shirt today. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. This has been so much fun. Thank you, producer. Take us to the break.